Oh, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week we are talking about Dragon Ball's chapter 181 to 190. Mm. I got that right. There we go. This I'm joined by Ryu Pinkfield.
Yes.
Hut the hour draws near.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And I'm your host, man, as always. Let's get into the chapter, shall we? I really went on with y'all with these names this week.
This shit is wild.
I'm not even gonna explain the pink pill part.
I'm just
gonna gloss over it. Anyway, talking about another pink pill person, Piccolo Jr. Not very pink pill. Anyway, we got he got called Ma Jr. I don't know, if, like Ma coming
Demon
from
Jr. is the
from
so...
D- Ma. I'm assuming is from like the Ma is also like part of the word in Japanese, right?
For demon.
Yeah.
Daimyo?
Daimyo, maybe? Yeah.
Daimyo is like.
Oh, wait, ruler. That's ruler. Yeah, because they call him Piccolo Daimyo because that's King Piccolo. But Demon is.
Well, that's Demon King Piccolo, so.
Yeah, wait.
So it might very well just be Demon.
Yeah.
Which
the symbol for Demon. The symbol for Demon is Verus Ma. Like the extra kanji.
Oh, so, like, that means that the evil containment wave, Mafuba, is more demon containment wave.
Like, yes.
Like, demon sealing wave.
Well, demon is also, like, lusher associated with, like, evil, so maybe Mafu becomes,
yeah.
like, evil. That's
maybe,
how Japanese
maybe,
work,
like,
right?
It,
yeah.
It could be that the kanji is combined. I am not well-versed enough in Japanese to be able to tell this. I do not know these kanji yet.
Let's see if I can find anything.
All right. Also, okay. So one of the things that I want to talk about, like from like right at the start of these chapters, is I did not realize how small Goku still was, like compared to like Tien and Yamcha.
Oh yeah, I saw
like,
less
than
yeah.
Tien.
He was like two heads smaller than Tien last week.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Like,
yeah, he's still he's grown taller. He's taller than Krillin and Roshi, but he's still like
it's
shorter.
Just, like it just blows my mind every time. I'm just like Jesus Christ, he's that tiny.
I feel like it's more like Tien is tall.
How, what, like, do we have canon heights for these guys?
Goku is 170 centimeters.
At the moment?
I don't think he grows a lot larger than this.
I feel like he does, but
maybe
that might
does.
Just
I think
be,
he
like...
Might. I guess we'll have to remember this from, like, when, later on, if he, like, ever encounters some, like, Chen again, maybe, and then
that's
we'll
true.
Just see, like, if there's a difference again.
But his only official height is 175 centimeters.
I mean, he's 18. Oh. Technically, has like 7 years of growth. I don't know, like 3 years of growth still.
No, that's brain. Mm-hmm. That's brain development.
25 is the brain, but
which
21
is not
is gonna
be much.
Body.
It's Goku.
No.
Yeah. It's
I like you, Mike, though.
He's probably getting the power scaling. He's already grown so much in that regard.
Yeah, he's
true,
probably
true,
still shorter than his peak height, so he's probably like 170, probably. Alright, maybe a bit right. less than that.
So then, like,
and Tien is just tall as hell.
Probably like 190.
Yeah,
two meters.
Tien is tall.
Tien could dunk.
Yeah, he could dunk.
Yeah, I mean, he can fly. He can jump.
I was like,
they can jump like 20 kilometers tall. What do you mean they can dunk? Kieran can. Yes, the jump power. It's not just the actual height doesn't matter. They could just jump up.
Yeah, but like if they were playing, like they would outlaw martial arts. So like he can dunk.
Jumping isn't a martial art, though. It's just jumping.
Okay, let's say he's limited
about,
to like
the crane flying technique. The
yeah, okay, but just the actual fact of jumping. They have enough leg strength to jump like 20 kilometers tall. They'll be fine.
I'd pay to see that dunk.
Just like through the roof.
Broken posterized Wemby in a second.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Well, imagine jumping from one side of the court to the other, just dunking that.
I haven't seen Space Jam. It's on my list of things to watch, but I'm pretty sure that happens in Space Jam.
The newer one.
Michael Jordan has like a scene where he jumps at his arms.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I want to watch it. I don't know shit about Space Jam.
I've watched it. 3 times.
I've watched both of them.
I haven't watched the second one. I've only watched the original 3 times.
Oh, we gotta watch the second one. Anyway, we're getting off topic. We're getting very much topic.
I mean, we were not that far off.
Yeah, we were.
Actually, we were. My bad. My bad, y'all. Stop talking about
anyway, we're so good at this.
One thing I wanted to mention, like, off the bat, is that Ma Jr., Demon Jr., and Kami, they speak in a different language, which seems to be, like, based off kanji-ish, but, like, completely, like, or Egyptian or whatever. Like, it just seems so strange. It doesn't seem like anything else. So, like, a made-up, like, it's completely made up, of course.
Yeah, it's definitely made up.
But, like, usually made-up languages have, like, a basis.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this made-up language, Finnish.
Ugh, the Finnish.
Not the Finnish. But, like, I some part of me, like, thought for a bit it was, like, based off English, but then I'm like, nah, the, like, lengths don't line up. So it's got to be, like, based off Japanese, like, kanji at least. Like, then, to, like, make an entire language again, maybe it's based off katakana, which doesn't have that many kanji. Still.
I'm just wondering how they know this language. Like, well, where does it originate and stuff?
Yeah, that as well.
Like, maybe it's just God's language. Like,
maybe.
But how? Why would Piccolo before, like, Piccolo is that spread away from Kami before he became a god, right? So, like, that was, like, part of the process. So yeah. Either it was, like part, maybe it's like a demon language, and like maybe because Piccolo technically was a demon before he became god.
Yeah, but also maybe since they were Kami and Piccolo used to be one person, right? They used to be one being.
Yeah.
So
what if somebody's thoughts are just like in percent, like, I mean, like the concept of like your thoughts are like not accessible to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So like essentially just externalizing that, if you were to externalize that, well, it's just a different language.
Yeah. Also,
that'd be a cool concept.
Also, it's funny.
They could talk because they were the same person.
It's funny you mentioned that because Kami was thinking and Piccolo read his mind.
I was going to say something about that, but that's also just like the fucking Roshi can do that, right? Like, this is a.
It's a martial art. It's actual, like, art.
It says, Corrin was like, oh, how could I be a martial arts master if I don't even know how to read minds? So it's.
Yeah.
So it must be something like you'd learn when you reach a certain, like, threshold, then you can, like.
I mean,
Goku can read minds.
Yeah.
We don't know Easy Master yet, though. Like, he's strong enough to beat all the masters we know.
I mean, he's stronger, so, like, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But he also has the mental capacity of a 12-year-old. So, maybe you'll see some mental...
12-year-olds.
Yes. insult the 12-year-olds.
Yeah, I was about to say, they know what marriage is, man. I don't know what to tell you.
That's true.
They can at least tell their own age.
They can count.
They can count. No, but going back to language, I think it is maybe like something that either a demon language, because like I'm assuming that Piccolo was originally, or the full being of Kami and Piccolo was originally a demon that became a god and then split up.
Kamikolo.
Kamikolo. Piccolami.
That just sounds like somebody had like wrapped a pickle in salami.
That sounds like something you could eat. Yeah.
Goku would ask what it tastes like. That's fair.
He'd probably eat it too.
He would.
If he had the chance. Hey, we see Piccolo being able to rip his arm off and like get it back, so
regenerate it, yeah.
It's not out of the question.
Who wants grilled Piccolo?
Imagine being in a barbecue with Piccolo. He just rips off an arm and puts it on the grill.
Stare that bitch for an hour.
Would you eat it?
No.
I'd try it.
Okay.
I tried.
Look, I'm vegetarian. This one might be green, but it does not count as vegetables. I'm skipping it.
He's called Piccolo.
Okay, if I
it's just a big pickle.
So the instrument's a vegetable.
I'm just going to go pickle now.
What do you mean?
Actually,
walks into a concert like, man, there's a lot of snacks here. eats a saxophone.
No, I walked to a music store and the dude was like, hey, would you like, were you interested in piccolos? You got pickles? Just, that's my
somehow manages to cut it up and puts it on a sandwich. The store owner is in disbelief.
Oh man. Not
on the takes, floor.
He takes a piccolo and wraps it in salami. I'm so left. Crazy.
Just the pause, no, the pause no. There made that so much better.
I am.
Everybody pauses, just like, I right, okay, sure.
Please. Okay, yeah.
I was making a reference back to the original, you know, how it started.
Yeah, but... I said it. Piccolami.
I'm with Kimikolo. Kimikolo sounds
better. Kimikolo sounds like an actual person, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's some fucking like hip hop artist we haven't heard of yet.
Definitely.
Collaborating with Joji
or Little Kimikolo.
Bro, that's what I'm gonna debut as Kimikolo. Watch me pop up.
She's about to be fire. Anyway, we get the Mafuba. Probably pull it back. We get the Mafuba, and then we get the reverse Mafuba.
Reflected the Mafuba. I just think he just put the word reverse in front of it, just like, you know, why not?
To make it like fancy and like a technique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if I was Master Mutaito and Kami was using my technique, I'd be like, dang, I guess it was just that good.
I cooked
real good.
Even afterlife, like, look at that shit! Look at what I did! He's not looking down,
like, fuck yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he was like, fuck yeah, and then it got reflected, it was like, ooh, shit. He was like, it's about to get real busy up in this.
Also, can we talk about how, like, Piccolo, of course, is very strong, so he didn't take any, like, they talk about Goku's energy in a bit, like, after, like, he, like, Goku's fighting him, like, Goku has, like, after doing that giant Kamehameha, that he didn't slow down or whatever. Piccolo didn't slow down from doing the Mafuba either. Or I mean,
he did, that's the thing. He didn't do the Mafuba. He just reversed. He just reflected.
He reversed.
I'm assuming you still have to do something. Or did he the waves?
Yes, I imagine something like that. Like, I don't think he fully, like, did a full technique that would require the same amount of energy. Because it's... Might be getting too scientific, but like if we're talking about like motion and energy, right? Then like looking at like an object in motion stays in motion. So it's easier to move something when it's already moving than to get it moving in the first place, right?
Counter argument. Like, if you have like a car and you're driving one direction, trying to like go backwards, you're gonna be like it's gonna be like slowed. Like you have to like fully. Like make the motion the other way. Like you have to fully go to stop it for a second, then go back.
The art. Like it's the art is in the redirection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, because like it's not like you know fully like mirrored one in one out. Right, like it's a wave of energy that we know is swirling. So like he didn't like it didn't show that like it was swirling completely the opposite direction. So it could just be like you know a. Kind of like water bending in after, you know, when they're like throwing it one way and then the other. Like they go with the flow and like redirect it. I'm imagining it's something.
I imagine it's that as well. Just, yeah. But it might be like it could like change the direction, right? Like it flipped like the spinning direction because it has to be in some sort of way.
Yeah. But... Also, like Piccolo used the laser eyes again and that shit will never not be hilarious to me. Every time
laser eyes.
I see that, like the beams come out, I'm like, "This shit's amazing! This shit's fucking fun!"
Bro, laser eyes
coming at me out of your eyes.
Oh, how would you even do that? Like,
you think Kamehameha and like it shoots out the eyes.
Evil Kamehameha.
You blink Kamehameha out of your in Morse code.
That would be okay. Insane.
This is an audio podcast as well. We can't be making visual blinking jokes.
True.
Anyway, Kami gets captured by the reversal. And
reversal. Oh, I can't, never mind. I'm not going to speak.
What?
Shut up. Reversuba. You can't enter.
I
Reversuba.
I messed up saying reversal.
It's crazy. And then, like, the old man is like, what am I doing? And then this, like, I found it funny that this kid came up to him. Dad, you were so strong. Like, I don't know.
Like, huh? What did I do?
What am I doing here?
I like that he just thought he was just drunk as shit.
Was I drunk again last night? I mean, what would you do if you just woke me in the middle of a fucking ring? Like, blacked out, like, not knowing what the fuck happened.
Yeah, no, I'd assume that too.
Yeah, exactly. But, I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I here? I must have drunk too much.
Yep. Also, Bigelow is just a real one.
Bro, the announcer is actually committed.
He's there for the show.
He is such a real one.
Yeah. He's such a G.
He's like, I gotta stay. Even if it's fucking Bigelow. I don't care.
It's the art of the, you know.
I mean, it's a job. It's his job. You gotta do his job, you know?
I think he's very passionate about his job.
The grind don't stop.
Also, I love that Goku, like, when Piccolo did the stretching of his arm again, that Goku just grabbed it this time. He saw it coming that he would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is in line with his fight with Tien, right? Where he sees technique, he sees through it, and, like, uses it and goes for, and, like, exploits the weaknesses that he observes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He did that again when he was fighting Piccolo, and Piccolo just demolished him at first. Piccolo's like, oh, get up. And Goku's like, time. Caught me. And Piccolo's like, time.
He's lying in the cradle, like, just like dead, like acting like he was already dead. And yeah. Like, come on, get up.
Piccolo saw through Goku. Piccolo saw through Goku wanting to see all these techniques and know how to counter it. So Piccolo just wanted to ramp it up even further, just from the start.
Yeah, but that's also like it. Like, if this does continue and like into later fights, which I really do hope, then you can kind of see again like Daniel's influence in like more modern fights, where a lot of characters will not use a move twice, even though they didn't have this established thing of like, oh, we'll see through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that it has been established here, and like if that is where people are drawing inspiration from, that is one of those things that's lost by the adaptation.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that they don't do technique twice, because it makes for boring reading as well. Like, oh, he's just going to use another Kamehameha again. Oh, another one. Oh, another one. Right? It's just boring. Like it's cool when they're, like, different types of Kamehameha. Like,
that's the...
Like, upgraded
there, versions. Like, there is... I forget... Oh, wait, no, yeah. Like, so they're... in writing, they're... are two at any given time. There's two reasons for doing something, or having something in writing to be that way. It's you call it a Watsonian purpose and a Doyleistic purpose. So Watsonian purpose, obviously named after Watson from Sherlock Holmes series. He's there so that Sherlock has somebody to talk to, so that the audience naturally gets the exposition they need. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's an in-store. That is a in-story device that serves that purpose. So here it is. So here that would be the fact that like the martial artist will see through the other person's technique. The Doyleistic reason for that, or the Doyleistic purpose that serves, is that indeed what you say, that otherwise the fights would be boring, because then you would just spam techniques and it wouldn't be interesting. So it serves two purposes here, and that's always nice to see, because you know that is. There is ways to use this badly, of course, like with any trope or any like narrative technique. But I think this is one of the one of the techniques that Rangbo actually uses very well in its fights.
Yeah, I think so as well. Yeah, like it sets things up for later as well, like you said before. Like it sets things up for like a nice narrative to follow, and for the future.
Yep. Also, can we talk about the foot Kamehameha? Like that
was fucking crazy. So I think the eyeball Kamehameha is possible if we're looking at that.
It's possible, guys.
I guess, yeah.
It was just a really cool application of the powers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Like, Toke has been very creative with this.
Yeah,
with
and, like, it's very
stuff.
Fun to see as well. It's good to see, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, later in the Goku versus Piccolo fight, I like how Goku goaded Piccolo into getting bigger. So it's like, gotcha, yeah. And then just went into his mouth. That was
that like Roshi comments on that as well. Like, damn, he's actually become like a battle genius in that sense. Like,
he's smart.
He's actually like thinking and using like people's personalities against them, which is always just like so cathartic to see for a villain. Like, when you see a villain who like fucks up because they're just like that full of themselves, that's always just so nice to see them then like fucking fall down.
I mean, especially when it's because of the main character like being like, hey, do this. I'm like, okay, fuck yeah, you. Like, okay, I'll do it.
Pushing
like,
buttons.
Yeah, exactly. Also, before that happens, we get Piccolo shooting a giant beam, which isn't named, I don't think. But Goku deflecting that is insane. A giant, and like, we see like a town, like
the nuke, right?
Like the actual nuke that blew up like miles out. Actually, like, no, that was not him doing the blast. That's like at the end. But like, he blew up a town like miles away, like with that blast. That would have blown up the entire arena before he even did blow up the arena, basically, right?
Yeah.
And then he just said, fuck it, I'm gonna do it again.
I guess I'll do it anyway.
It's like,
different
technique. It's kind of difficult for Goku because it's like, okay, if I stay here, the audience will get caught in crossfire, so I have to like jump up and take the attack. So Goku has to like actively either deflect or take the brunt of the attacks for the others.
Then we get a weird point. Then is when like Goku wants to do the Super Kamehameha, and then I forget who like says it. I think it's Roshi says like, yeah, hold on, Goku, before you fight that thing, if that blast kills Piccolo, you will also kill Kami. Don't actually rashly. Which was the whole point of Kami being there is to kill Piccolo, because so you're basically looping back.
And Kami also said like, fuck it, just kill him.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's wild.
Goku's still not great listening.
No, and then Krillin's like, we have the balls, you idiot. We can just do it.
Get him back.
We can get him back.
Funny, I think Piccolo still thinks that Shenron's dead and they're, like, delusional.
Yeah, he did. He said, he's like, bro, he died 3 years ago, man. Let go.
He says that.
Know.
Say goodbye! And then he just blasts them. And then Goku was just a giant fucking beam and just blasts him.
Yeah, it's big.
Only thing it did was really do his clothing, to be fair.
Yeah, it probably damaged him a little bit.
Probably damaged his ego pretty well as well. That's probably what it did most of the damage to.
Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Also, I like Tien coming to Goku's defense about like how he wanted to do things, because I mean, he's right. Goku has earned the right to be a bit selfish. This is the world he already saved once. He earns a death match at least.
I am God, basically, is Goku saying. I have saved this world. I am God now, bitch.
I've saved this world and I can destroy it, you know.
I can take you out of it again if I want
to. I have given you life. What's it to me if I take it away?
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, a lot of people would
Goku timeline.
Yep.
Real. A lot of people would probably think of Goku as stupid, which I don't think he's stupid, just selfish.
Yeah, like, so this is actually something that, like, I might be reading into a bit, but, like, I think this is just going into, like, the Turtle way of doing things. Mm. Because, like, Krillin also says to Goku, like, don't take on too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like along the lines of what Roshi says to them when they enter the first World Martial Arts Tournament, of like, you know, don't go past your limits, do what you can, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, and I'd like to think that because that's, you know, how they were both raised, essentially, because they were there from when they were very young.
Yeah.
That is something that Krillin is reminding him of here. Like, at least that's where my mind went. Because that would be such a lovely, like, character moment of just, like, Krillin, like, believes in Goku, but just wants to remind him that, oh, you know, don't do too much. Remember where you came from. This is, and don't go against, like, our principles, essentially.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which that also that, like kind of reshapes or shifts the lighting or the lighting which you can view this, because it goes from Goku's being selfish and like playing with a lot of lives to he's just doing what he thinks he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, like, and it's true. Like even Kami after the fact, after like saving him from that one punch, like it's true he can win, like.
Yeah,
he genuinely says like he is capable, but like he still wanted to make it easier on him, like on Goku, I guess, to like win by like, stepping in and helping.
Yeah,
but he can do it, right? So he admits that he's like I'd rather be sure, but he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like and martial arts is like one of the only things Goku has ever known, right?
Yeah.
So he gives his all to it, and even then he was like, okay. If I don't fight this fight alone, right, and I don't beat him by myself, I'll regret this forever. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, I'll regret this forever. It doesn't count, and it has to be tournament rules. I have to win this tournament. He still thinks of this as a tournament.
He still is tournament. Yeah, he's still in there. Even though it's about life and death at this point.
Yeah, it's the fate of the world, and he still thinks of it as a tournament.
I like that out of all people, like, Krillin didn't do, like, anything. On this, because like Tien defended him, Yamcha was ready to like jump in. But Krillin is honestly just there to lend support, you know, like moral support and like remind Goku of the context in which he's
training they've had. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I love that. I think like right now Krillin is probably the best supporting character around here, just like for what he's doing for Goku by just being on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kami is just weird. Cause like when Piccolo is like charging up to the entire nuking around himself, like Kami is just like saying no Goku, and then what's her name? Pudding. No, Lunch. I don't know why. Besides the point, Lunch just kicks him in like fucking move, dumbass.
Shut the fuck up. We're going down.
We're getting into the hole.
Get down the hobby hole.
Hey.
I'm just saying, Launch for MVP is crazy.
Launch is doing so much more than I remember her doing.
Yeah,
like she's honestly like a fun character
mm-hmm.
to like have around.
She's a gag character, right? She is just for jokes.
She's definitely a gag character, but like what she's doing is just—it's kind of like cathartic because like you're sitting there. Being like, oh my god, he's got like, at least I always like in situations like this, I'm always like, oh my god, this is going to go bad. He needs to get in quick. And then Launch is like, fucking get the fuck in there. Jesus.
Move it, dumbass. Like kicks him in. Yeah. Love it.
Well, yeah. So now that every, you know, civilian is gone, Goku can just give it his all now, right? Without worrying about them. Like, no, he knows his. It's since he knows his friends like can, you know,
they can handle it.
Yeah, they can handle themselves, right?
Yeah.
So it's now he doesn't have to worry about like random people. Also, can we just talk about like the mini tribeam Kikoho like Tien did?
Yeah, Tien just made was like, I got this.
Yeah, and just made a hole, like a like square as fuck as well.
Just chilling, like that. That's also just like another show of like how much higher the powers are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honestly, if they really wanted to, they could probably beat Piccolo by just Goku fighting and Tien be like, oh, you know, just using
like,
the tribe.
Knife in the back, like.
What is he? Yeah. What is he? Law?
Oh,
like mess? Well, just still
knife?
Yeah, Tien would be
mess like is the technique he uses to like pop out the hearts.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. But like whenever I hear it, I'm just like, that's just knife, man. That's just
it is.
That word just means knife.
Yeah. But it's German,
it's the same
not
thing
knife.
As in like no, but it's like it's the same thing as like in Black Clover. There's a character called Nacht, or which would translate. From Dutch to English to night, and like the way non like Dutch or German speakers like say that shit, I'm always like, I want to slap you.
Next.
Get out! Get out!
By the way, can we talk about how shitty chapter 190, like, on what a cliffhanger 190 ended? Like, Goku, like, I know I can beat him, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I was, like, ah, it was such, like, type of thing to just keep going, but yeah.
Also, yeah, I felt that urge as well, but, like, I wouldn't, look, first of all, I can't fuck up twice on this.
Already done it once.
And second of all, like, the reason I did it, like, I fucked up the first time with it was just that it was literally the climax of just, like, is he going to kill King Piccolo? Which, like, obviously he wasn't that time.
It is not going to be the last time, probably, bro.
So, like, probably not. Like, the thing is, it's, like, so, I don't know if I should. Actually, no, I'll talk about this when we get there. I think this might be
a if you remember
for Ryu.
Or write it down if you want to remember.
I already kind of forgot what I wanted to say anyway. It's fine.
That was
not gonna remember. It's not gonna remember.
I'm not gonna remember. It's just like it's just like a story structure thing. I'll probably loop back to it just unconsciously because that's
probably how your brain works. That's how your brain works. Yeah.
Yeah. I have, like, a super off-topic, well, not, like, super off-topic, like, I have a tangentially related thought that I want, that I would like to talk about, but only with y'all's blessing.
Sure, go ahead. I mean, I don't
know. It relates Dragon Ball with basketball, so, like, I had to, that's why I wanted to, like,
we loop back to the start of the episode where we talk about hooping.
See, okay, you guys are fine with me going a bit off-topic. Yeah. Alright, so, like, I know, like, I don't think we've talked about this on cam before, but we've definitely talked about it off cam, at least I have with Hutt, about how, like, basketball fans and, like, anime fans are very similar in, like,
we talked about the last episode,
the way they talk and, like, and just, like, what they talk about a lot, like, there's a lot of power scaling in, like, the basketball community and the anime community, and, like, why I feel like a lot of Dragon Ball fans love basketball and the other way around, like, there's a big overlap in those groups. And, like, one of these chapters, like, made me realize, like, oh, this is probably why. And it was chapter 183, where they did a recap at the start of it, right? And the recap said, like, oh, with, like, veteran players falling and, like, what do we do, what happens now in the finals? And it just made me think about, like, how much, NBA fans, basketball fans, like, talk about when it comes to, championships, the playoffs, and stuff like that. Because narratives are super, like, important in basketball, at least to, like, fans and to, like, the association as well. Because the commenters, like, of basketball games literally have sheets with the narratives for each player and each team that is playing that night to keep track of and be able to talk about. And that is something that obviously Dragon Ball does a lot as well and just goes, like, all into, essentially, with the amount of, like, tournament arcs that we've had. And it just to me, like that recap made it click about, like, oh, that's probably why people like it, because, you know, Dragon Ball, at the end of the day, it's still a story, so we need our main character to get to the end, to get to the final, so that we can see the big showdown. But that's not something you're guaranteed to see in basketball. Like the team you're following is not automatically going to make it to the end. But that does make it extra good when it does happen. So that was just, like, a parallel that I noticed due to the recap, because I, like, right now we're close to the playoffs in the regular NBA season. And talk like that about, like, veteran players, like, Hall of Famers, like, phenomenal players, like, missing the playoffs or stumbling and all this shit. Like, those narratives are happening around me right now because I pay attention to that stuff. And it just, I just had so many flashes, like, holy shit, I've had this conversation, like, 13 times. like, when I read that recap, I've seen this discourse online.
Like, oh god, not again.
And I was like, this is exactly why the Dragon Ball fans love basketball. And basketball fans love Dragon Ball. And if you like Dragon Ball, and you might like basketball, maybe go check it out. Just gonna chill for that real quick.
Yeah, I'll stick his hand up.
Yeah. I really I got into basketball, like, recently. And I like it, yeah. And obviously, I like
as a Dragon Ball fan, it's good and firm. He likes it.
Yeah, exactly. As a Dragon Ball fan, I vouch for it.
Yeah, and it's like we had a phenomenal moment at some point where Hutt realized that some like bad anime fans, the way they talk is the exact same as like bad like basketball fans. It was so fucking funny. This man, I cannot describe to you the look, the look on his face at that moment. He was shook. His breath was taken away by utter stupidity.
He's thinking it over. You just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like, the way people are like oh, bro, prime Michael Jordan, he would beat the living crap out of you. Prime LeBron James, you don't even understand, bro. It's the same as like. It's the same as anime fans being like, bro, Prime Whitebeard, bro, he would destroy Prime Kaido. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And I kind of love, like, I don't personally enjoy power scaling too much. I know we do it on here a lot. Reading Dragon Ball, give us a break. But I think it is very entertaining to watch. Just like based off of some of the other ridiculousness that people get up to, like, because some of the people were like real deep into power scaling. And if you are, I hope you have the self-awareness to know that what you say is utterly fucking ridiculous and hilarious.
Just I do it for fun, like, I do it for fun, just like get real deep into like the nitty gritty of every little detail just for fun, like, as a fun discussion.
Because like when power scalers get really deep into it, they start discussing about the most ridiculous shit as feats.
Yeah.
Or like to be able to extrapolate that into something else.
Yeah. I don't take feats into account that much. Usually it's just actual like powers. Like, well, sure, experience comes with that, but feats I don't really consider.
Statements, acts are the three main things that power scalers focus on.
Yeah, I know feats are usually used a lot, but I don't really see them as an action. Like, sure, they've done a lot, but if you just take the base of their power, I mean, and sure, you can link that to, you can link their powers to what they've done with them, like their feats, but I don't think an actual feat in and of itself should be enough to clarify someone being stronger than someone else. Just the amount of feats. Sorry,
there is one...
A lot of people, like, they grab, like, two characters and like, oh yeah, this character has, like, so much more feats, they're better. But then you have to put them in the context of their worlds and, like, how strong a feat what is. There's a lot more context going around than just the feat alone itself.
It depends on what the feat is, though. And if the feat is, in context, bigger than the feat of the other character, and they have better, like, generally better stats than the other character, the only thing that can make the difference at that point is, like, the hacks or the abilities the other person has, right?
Exactly. Like, sure, like you can say, let's say two characters, let's just say one has, like, 5 feet, the other one has 1, but that 1 feet is so much more than those 5 combined, then the one with 1 would
win, the like, amount of feet doesn't really matter, it's just
it's quality the actual feet in itself. Exactly. The feet is, quality over quality. Quality over quantity.
Yeah, you got that
right. Got reversed. Anyway, we're getting off topic. I think we're getting on time, I think, as well. Not too sure.
We can just call it a little bit earlier. I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
I mean, it was just like 2 fights, like the end of 1 fight and like the actual start of Piccolo versus Goku. I mean, we're getting there.
This is like the longest fight we've had, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Spent 7 chapters ish. Already.
If it doesn't finish by the end of next week, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be wild. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's gonna be something.
Yeah, I feel like we are going to be talking about so much nonsense at that point. I talked too much about basketball this week. Oh, if this fight doesn't end next week, I will be here. I will have stats.
You have like a whiteboard there, just like all the stats.
I have a whiteboard in my living room. I'll record in my living room and just give you all like a class.
Just stand in front of like a presentation. Boy, you see.
Boys.
It's all connected.
I'm gonna do some whole ass conspiracy shit. We're gonna do power scaling on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that, we're gonna end off this week's episode. We'll see you guys next week for chapters 191 to 200.
Big 200 mark.
As always, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Laters.
Do a hut.
Bye.
Happy Rio Spending. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.